Welcome back to the Roundtable. MySci, Museum of Innovation and Science in Schenectady, New York, presents exhibits, programs, and events designed to inspire people to celebrate and explore science and technology, past, present, and future. This morning, we'll learn a little about MySci special events, including After Dark events and Family Day experiences. The After Dark series is a social event for adults 21 and up, featuring full museum access, adult beverages, planetarium shows, and exciting science demonstrations. This summer, MySci presents the exhibition Wolf to Woof, the story of dogs, and this Friday's After Dark event is After Dark Pints and Pups. What is not to like there? Saturday's Family Day event is Lunar Engagement Day, an Apollo 11 50th anniversary event. Dan Beck is the Director of Membership and Special Events at MySci, and he joins us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. So let us first talk about where MySci is located and the mission and all that good stuff.
Sure. So we are located in the heart of Schenectady at 15 Knott Terrace. That's right off of State Street in downtown Schenectady. And the mission of the museum, you actually mentioned it in your awesome intro, it is to inspire and teach about science, technology, engineering, art, mathematics, by providing great hands-on exhibits and activities and programming.
The idea of the After Dark series is a wonderful way, I guess, to, it's a social event, but it gets people through the doors and have them realize what else is going on at the museum.
That's absolutely right. We are. I always like to say that we're not a children's museum, although obviously many of our programming and our events are geared towards families with children. So in an effort to provide an opportunity for adults who might not feel comfortable coming to the museum and hanging out in the museum while there is a bunch of families with children there, we decided to do these After Dark series, which are for 21 and over, adults who are 21 and over. And it's a chance to explore the museum without children being there and to be able to do all the things that, we have to offer. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of times the adults tend to, revert back and behave like kids. So it's a lot of fun.
See them run around playing with all this stuff.
That's right. Exactly.
And that's good. Then, of course, as you said, you're not, maybe not for kids, but you do have a family day, and that gives kids an opportunity with their family to check out some really neat things, one of them being the Apollo 11 50th anniversary, which we've been hearing about all morning.
Absolutely. So that is happening on Saturday, July 20th. And again, it's called Lunar Engagement Day. That's put on by MySci and the Dudley Observatory. So there's lots of really great activities that we have planned that day. Definitely going to be a family friendly fun day all about the moon. We'll have film screenings, hands-on activities, solar observing in the observatory, and a lot more. And that's all put on, like I said, with MySci in conjunction with Dudley Observatory and their outreach astronomer, Dr. Valerie Repson.
So talk a little bit about the relationship with the observatory and how you all work together.
Sure. That's a good question. So they are based at MySci, and we have we work hand in hand with them to provide. They provide most of the astronomy related programming and activities. So something like Lunar Engagement Day on Saturday is a perfect example of something that something special and unique that they bring to MySci.
The observatory is a part, but isn't the museum, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's one part.
Exactly, they're part of our. They're located on our campus. They have a roll top observatory, and their offices are located at MySci, along with most of their collection that they've amassed. They are the oldest. I believe they're the oldest observatory in New York State. So, needless to say, they have a very vast archives, and so most of that's located at MySci. And along with the Challenger Learning Center and the Sutspika Planetarium. So there's a lot to see and do when you come to MySci.
When you look back to that mission question, you work a lot with students, a lot with schools, I assume.
That's correct, yeah.
And how does that I ultimately want to get to a question about what is the state of science. You know, are kids more into it now than they were perhaps a few years ago? But what do you all learn about what you present from those interactions with kids?
So, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that's really one of our primary missions, is to make STEAM education fun and accessible to everyone, because you know, there's statistics out there that say by the time many children are in middle school, and certainly by the time they're in high school, if they haven't been given those fun, exciting, hands-on and interactive experiences with STEM and STEAM, they tend to lose interest or feel like it's over their heads. And the best way to combat that is really through things like bringing your children to a science center or a natural history museum. So we see that, you know, day in and day out. And, you know, I have my master's actually in elementary education. So although I'm not working directly in the education department, being able to support the mission of the museum is really important. And that's what gets me out of bed every morning. So.
In the science museums and in your museum and in other science museums, I mean, you really do get to see science museums better than any other museum has kids do, and adults, has them do stuff.
Right,
and,
right.
And you can literally see the light bulb go boom.
Exactly, exactly. We, you know, it's, we call it informal science education or informal STEM education. It's not like we have people come in and sit you down and then explain, you know, complex science, you know, experiments or anything like that. What we do is we sort of slip it in the back door, and kids come, families come, adults come, and they have a really good time, and they sort of learn without even really realizing they're learning, without that, you know, that idea that a lot of, certainly
sneaky
a lot of kids,
learning.
Exactly,
yes.
You know, a lot of kids have that idea that learning is boring and, you know, and stuff like that. So we make it fun and hands-on and accessible.
Does it, back to an earlier question, do you think that indeed, we were really worried there for a while about the math and science programs, especially with women and girls. Do you see that improving through the programs that you're running?
Absolutely. Yes, I we see it day in and day out. Kids come in, you know, not only with their families, but if they come in on school trips, you know, with their entire class, and they are fun. They're excited. They're engaged. I have a lot of friends who are teachers in the local school districts, and they often, you know, report back to me, like, if they've done a Challenger mission at the Challenger Learning Center or they've just come for a field trip, they'll say how excited their kids were when they left and how excited they are to come back. And they'll have, you know, younger siblings who will, you know, at the first day of school or within the first few days of school, say to that, you know, their teacher, are we going to my side? My brother or my sister was there, and they said it was awesome, and they had a ton of fun. So that's the sort of feedback that we get. And so, yes, I would say.
Word of mouth is always the
exactly,
best.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you've got some great stuff coming up. After Dark, Pups and Pints, Friday, July 19th. That's this Friday from 6 to 9. And then Family Day is Lunar Engagement Day, an Apollo 11 50th anniversary event on Saturday from 10 to 5. You can find out information about all of your events by going to MySci.org. That is spelled MISCI.org, MySci.org in Schenectady, New York. Dan Beck is the Director of Membership and Special Events at MySci. Dan, thank you very much for coming in. A real pleasure to meet you.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. We look forward to having you back and hearing what else you've got going on at MySci.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Thank you. MySci.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.